Morning. Take it easy on yourself. What is it with like 16, 17, 18 year olds in the self-help area that think that life is done and life's over and life's improved? I'm 13 years older than you guys now. I'm 30. Look at me. I still get asked for ID. That's why I keep a beard and keep a longer mustache. My life's 30. My life really started at 24, I'd say. Obviously, you're born before then and you're dealing with life. I met my wife at 23, 24. But I'll explain what my 17 to 24 life was like, because it was fucking dog shit. So I'm from a very small country bumpkin town where like footy shorts and fishing shirts, and it's fucking like Tallahassee or some shit. And you get your license at 16, you do whatever you want, you cruise, you're out and about. There's three nightclubs. Everyone knows each other. My graduating year was 300 people. That's how shit the town that I'm from is. And I met a girl at 17, and then started dating her at 18. Anyway, she'd been with a few other guys in town. I met them when they were out and that kind of stuff. So it's that kind of small environment. So I hated the person that I was when I was with her. I'm sure she would have done the same. There's no hard feelings about it now, but we just brought out the fucking worst in each other. Throughout those 3 years of dating, I isolated my friends, didn't do that stuff, didn't make money. It was about just hanging out with her every day, 24/7, not achieving shit. Broke up at 21 because she'd been with other men. It is what it is. And then, yeah, that's what it got me to. And of course, you're down in your dumps. And I think it's okay to normalize being down in the dumps. Like, every man, when they're broken up with, is fucking depressed. And like, I think it's about time that we as men start to be okay with that too. Like, normalize it. Let us be upset. Let us talk to other mates and be upset and show vulnerability, because everyone's like, fucking, oh man, I'm not gonna be able to live. I'm not gonna be able to continue on after they're broken up with. I was like that. Everyone's fucking like that. Anyway, from there, I just said, fuck it, let's live, man. Like, what the fuck am I doing wasting my time with a woman like that? When I'm from where I'm from, how I've lived, how I was brought up, like that kind of shit was just not there. So why we lower our standards? Anyway, so I get to 23, 24. I went to Europe by myself a few times. And like, that's possible. I was earning jack shit, had a car that was too expensive. Getting to Europe is real fucking possible. Went to the States by myself. Again, these are all real possible. Probably if you're living at home, if you're outside of home, I understand that. I just went and got bored by myself, did my own shit, worked out who I was. And got started. And then I bought my first home, which again, that's a lot fucking harder. So I get that. But life didn't start from 24. And then those three or four years when I first met my wife was pretty like mundane. Like, you go to work, you go home, it is what it is. And then things get started later on. Like, you have to look at things on a 10-year time frame. Like, if you look at where you were from your 12 to when you're 20, there's a ginormous fucking difference. Who I am when I was 18. It's not who I was at 24, who is not who I am at 30. I'm now, like, life basically started when my kid was born. I've got his birthday tattooed there. Like, that was the beginning of life. But there are so many kids these days that at 17, like, man, I need to stop fapping. I need to do this. I need to go to the gym. I need to get better. I need to be a millionaire. And it's this fucking social media that we all watch, and that's fine. I think these boomers have a good idea that phones probably aren't the best for our mental health. In comparison, is the enemy of all joy. So take it easy on yourself. Like, you haven't even earned a cent. You probably still got a casual job. I was scooping ice cream at that age. You're not expected to make money. You're not expected to know anything. Like, all of a sudden, you're thrust out of school into this big fucking wide world where you're competing for the same women now as, like, that 30-year-old millionaire up the road. You're not like, oh, she's the hottest girl in the school. I might be the most attractive bloke, or I'm an incel and she's kind of okay. Like, the second you leave school, Russ, it's all over. The whole world is entirely fucking different. No one gives a flying fuck about what happened in those 4 years, who you were, what's going to happen. No one fucking cares, man. And I think that's what so many people need to realize, that it's not like that's the fucking beginning, but there's so many of you that are like, oh man, I don't know where I'm going to be. And you won't. Like, I've been through 4 or 5 different career paths. So I started my law degree, finished, I fucking hated it and failed a few classes, then did teaching, then did conveyancing, which is kind of like law, it's property sales. And then went back to law, started working in private practice, fucking hated it. Worked in real estate, fucking hated it. Went back to private law, fucking hated it. Had a kid, and then I went to the Australian Public Service to just do like odd job, shit kicking jobs. I've restarted career like four times. I now earn a good wage. I now have a wife and a kid and a house and all that jazz at 30. And that's fucking early. Like, I'm the only person in my friends group that's really at that level of like all aspects of life. Like, that's an outlier at 30 to still be an outlier. I've still got so many friends that are just with their girlfriends or fiancés, don't own a home or don't have any intention to, or don't want to have kids at 30. Like, don't expect to need that stuff at 17. So that's my rant for this morning. And I hope it helps you. Like, it's a bit of tough love, maybe. But you'll get there, brother. Just take it slowly. Take it easy on yourself. I'll catch you guys tomorrow. I couldn't drink my damn coffee. A bit passionate about that. Peace out.